Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Ample sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 93. Southerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows dip down to about 68. High of 92 tomorrow, bright sunshine expected. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 68.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas Secretary of State Scott Schwab has confirmed that former President Donald Trump and his new running mate J.D. Vance, the senator from the state of Ohio, are officially on the ballot for the upcoming general election in the state of Kansas set for November. KSNT News reports that according to the press release that was released yesterday from the Secretary of State's office, they say the official certification containing nominations for Trump and Vance as the Republican candidates for president and vice president have been received in the state. The Secretary of State's office also says that some of the other candidates that have been certified and ready to go for the November ballot include the Libertarian candidates with Chase Oliver for the candidate of president with his running mate Mike Termott. The deadline in the state of Kansas to be able to file and be on the ballot for the November general election is September 1st, giving the Democrat Party plenty of time to nominate officially their candidates for the upcoming general election with their virtual convention happening in the next couple weeks with delegates locking in their candidate's choice. When you're a U.S. veteran or service member, you're 40% more likely to lose money to fraud than civilians. Scam artists use fake veterans charities, service benefit buyout schemes, bogus job scams, the pandemic, and more. That's why AARP's Veterans Fraud Center and Operation Protect Veterans provides free research and advice on the latest scams targeting veterans and military families. Protect yourself and your family. AARP, on a mission to support veterans. Go to aarp.org/VetsFraudCenter today.
Get ready for a night of nonstop laughs with the hilarious Mike Epps. Live on July 26th at First Council Resort and Casino.
I got a cousin. She's 700 pounds. She called me crying the other day. I said, what's wrong?
They snatching women in the neighborhood.
I said, what are you worried about?
Don't miss your chance to see Mike Epps up close and personal. Tickets available now at TicketStorm.com.
Me and LaQuisha went to...
Hurry, tickets are selling fast. That's TicketStorm.com.
A federal judge has ruled in favor of a former Kansas Highway Patrol major that said that he's been seeking reinstatement into law enforcement. As WIBW reports, said Officer Mark Bruce had sued Governor Laura Kelly in the state, along with the Kansas Highway Patrol leadership, after he says that he was forced to resign back in 2019 with allegations that he didn't address a misconduct within the agency. During the investigation, Bruce was accused of covering up an inter-office affair and a potential domestic abuse case with another officer. He, however, challenged the termination, citing an entitlement under Kansas law to return to his previous rank of major. During the investigation, Judge Daniel Crabtree from the Kansas Supreme Court ordered the governor to reinstate Bruce as a major, however dismissed Bruce's claims for pay and enhanced retirement benefits accrued during the resignation process. With the statement officially from the U.S. judge, they say that he'll be reinstated as that rank of major, with the previously occupied and pay grade of $42.50 per hour.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Kansas Mid-America Network News Hour. Johnson, the City of Grand Island and Railside Business Improvement District are launching an initiative aimed at educating both the public and area businesses through a comprehensive free parking communication campaign. The first of this series began Monday night at the Grand Island Public Library with a Railside panel discussion. One of the panelists was Grand Island Area Economic Development President Mary Burley, who had this to say to KSMB Local 4.
Having parking and accessibility to our businesses that we frequent is just one of those cogs in the wheels that makes our community go around. It's really important to have this type of educational piece so we can give our community and our businesses and our consumers exactly where is an appropriate place for them to park and then frequent their favorite business.
The rest of the panel included some from other businesses, law enforcement, and city officials. Attendees got the chance to ask their questions in a Q&A session. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
I am State Representative Randy Garber. I know Senator Pyle as a fellow Gideon and a true leader for our traditional family values, a real American. The 1st District couldn't ask for a more dedicated, principled Christian man. His opponents should put their egos aside and drop out.
I am State Senator Alicia Straub. I have served with Senator Pyle. He is a genuine conservative patriot. I also know his opponents' records. They are not conservative. Just look at who is financing them, the big money guys, the same people that supported Nikki Haley. They should be applauding Senator Pyle. Without his persistence, Kansans would not be getting real tax relief.
I'm State Representative Trevor Jacobs. Senator Dennis Pyle has set an example for conservatives to follow. He is the real, for the people, Kansan. He has fought for limited government, for everyday families and their budgets. He will fight for the American dream of prosperity for the people of Kansas. Because in this race, Dennis Pyle is the true conservative.
Paid for by the committee to elect Dennis D. Pyle, Andrew Scobie, Treasurer.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The Gage County Fair is underway with livestock shows Thursday and family night activities 5 until 7. Livestock shows again Friday with IMCA racing at the grandstand at 7 p.m. Activities continue Saturday into Sunday in Beatrice with the livestock auction Sunday afternoon at 3 following the Parade of Champions. The Nemahal County Free Fair gets rolling this Friday with open class entries welcome 7:30 till 10 a.m. And the activities continue through Monday with the fair parade Sunday evening at 6 in downtown Seneca. This year's theme is Summer Nights, Serena Lights. At Monday's Marysville City Council meeting, Rob Peschel with CES Engineers presented initial plans for South 11th Road improvements in southeast Marysville, including grading, surface, stormwater ditches, as well as water and sewer line work that could be completed at the same time. A figure of some $900,000 was mentioned, with just over half of that in this year's budget. Funding alternates were discussed. Councilman Jeff Keating strongly urged having some shovel-ready projects that may qualify for matching grants. It was noted some preliminary work could be completed this fall and the road finished into 2025, which may be attractive to some contractors bidding. Grade would be changed some to improve line of sight and drainage concerns. Alternates for asphalt or concrete, with expected long-term maintenance costs extending out to a 50-year lifespan. No action was taken after questions were addressed, with consensus to move forward this fall on waterline work and then complete the project as a whole in the next year. An ordinance amending UTV regulations was approved, as previously discussed, allowing 24-hour operation within city limits, including highway access, if the vehicles are lighted, tagged, and inspected appropriately, and operated by an operator at least 18 years of age. Councilmember Colleen Behrens expressed concern with safety issues integrating with other traffic and larger vehicles. The change was approved on a 7-1 roll call vote, with Behrens voting no. An ordinance allowing a 30-minute load and unload zone on Center Street from 8th to 9th to accommodate adjacent businesses was passed unanimously. Council acknowledged receiving a number of complaints from the public regarding the recent installation of additional stop signs at multiple locations. The mayor requested consideration of a fitness court and a splash pad in the community as options for the Parks and Recreation Committee to consider at their next meeting. Axtell EMS is hosting an EMT class beginning August 5th, meeting Monday and Wednesdays, plus some Saturdays through December 11th. For additional information, contact Connie Runnebaum, 785-799-4549. Not just for Axtell EMT, anyone interested may participate. Some scholarship funding may be available through local emergency agencies. Your news on your time. Podcast of the morning and midday news blocks available Monday through Fridays on our website, KNDYRadio.com, and our social media. Carol J. Bishop, age 75, of Axtell, passed away Monday. Massive Christian burial Friday, 10:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church, Axtell. Burial at the church cemetery. Rosary Thursday evening at 7 at the church, with a visitation Thursday from 2 until 5 at the Axta Landreth Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Carol Bishop. Sharon L. Kebriel, age 77, of Summerfield, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Saturday, 11 a.m. at the Berean Church in Marysville. Burial Saturday at 2 at the Rose Hill Cemetery at Axtell. Visitation Friday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 5 until 7 at the Axtell Landreth Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Sharon Kebriel. Tom Pachinka, age 81, of Bremen, passed away July 18th. The private family burial will be held at a later date at the Pachinka Cemetery near the family farm, with Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Tom Pachinka. Karen L. Dick, age 77, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Graveside service Monday, 10 a.m. at the Marysville City Cemetery, with Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Karen Dick. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, ham balls with a muffin, cheesy potatoes, green beans, and mandarin oranges. Tomorrow, barbecue chicken, cornbread, baked beans, asparagus, and apricots. KNDY News time is 7:14.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the mid to upper 90s. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. More sunshine throughout the day on Friday with our highs in the lower to upper 90s. And mostly clear skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Sunshine throughout Saturday with our highs in the lower to upper 90s. Then mostly clear skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. More sunshine as we head into Sunday with our highs in the mid 90s and lower 100s. Then a slight chance for some rain showers throughout Sunday night, otherwise mostly clear with our lows in the upper 60s and mid 70s. South winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Scattered showers may continue into Monday, otherwise mostly sunny with our highs in the upper 90s and lower 100s. Then more scattered showers possible into Monday night, otherwise mostly clear with our lows in the upper 60s and mid 70s. Sunshine with a slight chance for some rain showers on Tuesday with our highs in the upper 90s and lower 100s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late July, 91. Record high on this date, 112. The average low, 70, and the record low, 50. Sunset this evening, 8:46. Sunrise in the morning at 6:22. It's 67 degrees this hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 25th of July. KNDY News Time, 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Cook & Company invites people near and far to come to the Nemaha County Fair starting July 25th. From Cook & Company in Seneca, offering one of the widest selections of interior and exterior wood doors in North America, and quality handcrafted cabinetry that will add beauty to every room in your home. Eisenbarth Plumbing Shop welcomes you and your family to the Nemaha County Fair starting July 25th. There will be many fun activities for everyone to enjoy. And don't forget to check out the Classic Car Show. See you there! From everyone at Eisenbarth Plumbing Shop in Seneca, Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Helena Agri Enterprises invites everyone to the Nemaha County Fair starting July 25th. Take a moment to look at all the exhibits and displays that the area 4-H'ers have up for viewing and judging. From the Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, People, Products, Knowledge greatly values their patrons to support.
I'm Alex Zobario. Most NFL training camps are open across the league, but plenty of high-profile names still missing. But the new trend in the NFL is the hold-in rather than the hold-out. Players that have reported but aren't participating in practice. One of those names is Dolphins quarterback Tua Tagovailoa, who's in the final year of his rookie contract with Miami. Tua has reported to the Dolphins, but was a limited participant in Wednesday's first practice. Dolphins head coach Mike McDaniel as he prepares while his quarterback works on his deal.
My job is to focus on him getting better solely. I think in terms of hedging, I know as an organization, you know, we've prioritized it by entering in negotiations a long time ago, whenever that started. You know, that's by doing that. And I think it speaks to kind of how important it is. Both sides, they're relentlessly working on it.
Tagovailoa led the NFL in passing in 2023. As for players that are truly holding out, add 49ers left tackle Trent Williams to that list, the three-time All-Pro set to make just over $20 million this season, but with no guaranteed money. 49ers head coach Kyle Shanahan said Wednesday he knew it could be a possibility Williams would not be in camp. He can be fined as much as $50,000 per practice he misses. The Red Sox lost a lopsided game to the Rockies on Wednesday, falling 20-7, but their strong play since the start of June earned skipper Alex Cora a new contract. Cora will make $21.7 million over the next three seasons. Cora expressed his love for Boston when discussing the extension.
I love wearing this uniform. I love the passion that this city brings on a daily basis, regardless if we're winning or losing. You know, like today, it was funny because it was the eighth inning and some guy goes, "Hey, Alex, we're going to miss you." I'm like, "Well, you don't have social media, right?"
The U.S. men's soccer team opened group play on Wednesday. Ahead of the opening ceremonies, the Americans fell to France 3-0.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams July Summer Sale and get 35% off paints and stains from July 26th through August 5th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about five times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Laughlin Hovet Funeral Home invites listeners to the Gage County Fair starting July 24th. Come enjoy the Midway rides, the food vendors, and the 4-H exhibits. Bring family and friends for a great time at the fair. Laughlin Hovet Funeral Home at 505 North 9th Street, serving Wymore with dignity.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. A sharp sell-off in tech stocks and dismal earnings reports from Tesla and Alphabet crushed the NASDAQ and S&P Wednesday. The Standard & Poor's lost 2.3%, the NASDAQ Composite 3.6%. The Dow Jones gave up 500 points to close back below 40,000. Wall Street sell-off is rippling across the Pacific. Japan's Nikkei 225 marked its seventh straight day of losses, falling 3.25% overnight and leading declines among Asian markets. Chipotle was a corporate bright spot Wednesday, posting quarterly earnings and revenue that topped analysts' expectations. The fast casual Mexican food chain saw higher traffic at its restaurants, bucking an industry slowdown. Today's report on second quarter gross domestic product is expected to show a 2% increase in solid consumer spending. The GDP numbers may give economists renewed hope for interest rate cuts when the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve meets next month. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
We all scream for ice cream, and Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville has hand-dipped ice cream treats perfect for warm temperatures. Stop by Tuesday through Saturday, Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
Good Thursday morning. Sam Speck with your latest market information here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, as we inch closer to the opening bell here on this now Thursday day of trade, let's get you a quick recap of how things finished up yesterday, as it was a mostly mixed look pretty much across the board. Grains and oil seeds were kind of choppy two-sided trade. In the livestock, we also saw some trouble in the cattle markets. Now, August and October live cattle did finish higher. However, the remainder was lower, but August live cattle finishing up 60 yesterday to 186.90. October up 15 at 186.27. Feeders were triple-digit lower all across the board. August feeder cattle down 162 to 257.12. September down $1.90 at 256.70. The light spot was certainly the hogs yesterday. August lean hogs finishing up 12 at 93.77. October up 90 cents at 78.02 per hundredweight. All right, let's take a dive through the overnight pre-trading session. Again, it's not indicative on how the day will be, just kind of a preview as to what maybe traders are thinking about today, coming off of some of the news from yesterday. A little bit of choppy in the corn, not much movement, but September corn is up 0.75 cents at 404.5. December up 0.75 cents at 418.75. And then there's some volatility in the later contracts. Chicago, spring, Kansas City wheat are all trending down. September Kansas City wheat down 4.75 cents at 562.75. December down 4.5 at 579.25. Oats are also weaker this morning. September oats down to 324. That's 8.75 cents lower. Soybeans also feeling just a bit of pressure this morning. August beans down 3 at 11.08. September down 2.25 at 10.58. Now, August soy meal is up 90 at 344.30. However, weakness beyond that. And nothing but red for soy oil this morning. August soybean oil down 8 points at 45.94. And the worst for wear week for cotton continues, as they've had consecutive days in the red. December cotton starting down 68 this morning at 67.97, rather. August gold down 37.60 to 23.78 per ounce. July silver's down $1.16 at 27.95 per ounce.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. A K-State crop entomologist considers the bean leaf beetle the top pest for soybean growers. Jeff Whitworth says what this pest does to the crop and why its damage can be costly. He explains what the bean leaf beetle looks like and where they'll feed on the plant.
We're seeing adults now, but there's also some larval feeding going on, which most growers don't realize. So just a quick refreshment about the biology of the bean leaf beetle. In Kansas, there are two different color phases. There's a pink color phase and a tan color phase. They both have black spots and a black border around their top, but they're often confused with the southern corn rootworm. That's important because southern corn rootworm adults can build up in vast numbers. And if you're out looking for bean leaf beetles and you see a bunch of southern corn rootworms and you can't distinguish the two, you may get excited. The southern corn rootworm adult is feeding on pollen. They won't feed on the bean, they won't feed on the pod, they won't feed on the leaf very much, just pollen. So there can be a lot of them out there, but it's not going to cause a problem.
Whitworth recommends growers to go take a more in-depth look at the weak spots in their fields.
Go out and pull up some of the plants and look at the roots. They're probably little white larvae hanging onto the roots, or maybe they'll be feeding inside the stem below ground of the plant. That's the larval stage of the bean leaf beetle. There's a lot of those right now going into that stage. So pretty soon those larvae will pupate, they'll quit feeding, and then they'll become adults again. Those adults then will emerge. At that point in time, generally they'll feed on the pods from now until September, October, till there are no more green pods in the fields. So as soon as those plants start setting pods, those bean leaf beetle adults will start feeding on those pods. And at that point in time is when you need to get out and sample and monitor and make sure you don't hit the treatment threshold stage. And so generally, if you got, you know, one or two per row foot feeding on the pods, that's cause for concern.
He discusses what people need to be watchful of and what they can do if they find the pest.
Mainly, we're looking at the adults feeding on the foliage, on the leaves, and the laying eggs in the larval stage, feeding on the root hairs and the roots in the soil. There are some insecticides that work pretty well. Seed treatments work for the larval stage. The problem with seed treatments, they only last 21 to 28 days, so they're probably not still effective on the larval feeding.
That was K-State crop entomologist Jeff Whitworth on where growers need to be looking for bean leaf beetles in their soybean fields because of the damage they cause. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Short run of cattle for a sale today at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. In other words, they will have a sale, but it's not a big sale. August 1st will be a dairy influence sale, and their customer appreciation sale is a big one, August the 8th. Cafe is open for lunch today at Marysville Livestock Incorporated.
Some people believe that hot, spicy food is just the ticket for staying cooler in a summer heat wave. We will tell you why they may be onto something on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, July 25th, the 207th day of the year. Actress Estelle Getty was born on this day, and in 1866, Ulysses S. Grant received the rank of the General of the Army, the first American officer to be so designated. Ever wonder why some of the hottest, spiciest foods are the most popular in the world's warmest climates? It might be because they help you cool off more quickly. The same goes for warm drinks. Studies have found that after a vigorous workout, those who drank cold water kept an elevated temperature longer than those who had a warm drink. It's all due to the perspiration reflex triggered after consuming something hot. It's the evaporation process that cools you down. So a dry, well-ventilated environment is important. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
7:30 from KNDY, now 68. Gradual warm-up continues with highs in the middle 90s today and again tomorrow.
CMT Designs knows that there's nothing better than the welcoming feel of a county fair. So come out for a great time at the Nemaha County Fair. Don't forget to check out all the 4-H'ers hard work. It all starts July 25th. From CMT Designs, vinyl, screen printing, and more. Creating memories together. OCZ Paintworks welcomes everyone to the Nemaha County Fair starting July 25th through the 29th. From the food and entertainment to the 4-H exhibits, there will be something for everyone to enjoy. Hope to see you there. From your friends at OCZ Paintworks, located at 112 Main Street in Seneca.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. We're gearing up with just weeks away for college football season around the country and right here in the state of Kansas. And as football season gets closer, the Kansas University Jayhawks have announced that for all of their home games for the season this year, the athletic department will be working on providing students with free transportation to and from the games. WIBW reports that according to the statement from the KU Athletics Department, they say that they will be providing the, quote, safe and seamless transportation for students that are hoping to attend the games at the new Children's Mercy Park and Gia Field Arrowhead Stadium. They say with the games being played off campus this season because of the renovations, that they are looking forward to getting back to the David Booth Kansas Memorial Stadium later on. In baseball, the Kansas City Royals are off for a day before getting back in action for a 3-game series at home at Kauffman Stadium against the Chicago Cubs starting tomorrow. That first pitch at 7:10. That one goes to the weekend before heading back on the road to Chicago to take on the White Sox. Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville American Legion, Post 163 Senior Legion baseball team, finished runner-up in the zone tournament, advancing to the state tournament this week. In zone play, Marysville took host Beloit twice, then split a pair with Concordia, forcing a final playoff Saturday evening against Concordia, Marysville falling in that match 8-1. Since Concordia will host state competition, runner-up Marysville, Post 163, also earns a berth at 17-14, their seventh seed, and will face second seed Hiawatha 26-10 Friday afternoon at 2:30. Other first round play has top seed Iola taking on Norton, third seed Smith Center takes on Independence, and 4-seed host Concordia meets Corning in the double elimination bracket, which continues Saturday and Sunday with a championship Monday evening. KNDY will have live coverage of the Marysville Legion baseball team on AM 1570, FM 94.1, KNDYradio.com, and our mobile app beginning this Friday afternoon at 2:30. Tournament brackets posted on our website at KNDYradio.com and our Facebook page.
KNDY.